I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The movie studio founded by disgraced producer Harvey Weinstein is set to file for bankruptcy. That's after a statement last night from the Weinstein Company's three-person board after negotiations on a sale apparently fell through. It's the dramatic third act in a terrible movie. Marketplace's Ryan Kailoth is here with more on this reorganization for a company that was a catalyst for the Me Too movement. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, David.
So where were we going into the weekend? A group of private investors, I think, had a deal on the table to buy the Weinstein Company for about $500 million.
Yeah, there were a bunch of offers out there. Most of them would have required the company to file Chapter 11 bankruptcy. This one didn't. This is the one that would have kept the company afloat, paid all the salaries, business as usual, paid off all the debt. It also would have put tens of millions into a victims fund to pay out settlements, and that may not happen now. The death blow on the deal seems to have come from one of the many lawsuits against the company, this one filed by New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman a couple weeks ago. He alleges, you know, gender discrimination, sexual harassment, more. The deal talks apparently fell apart after that.
So bankruptcy here, which the company was trying to avoid, is the likely next step. But which bankruptcy? The easier one or the harder one?
Yeah, this likely won't be Chapter 7. That's the one where you just pay off all the debt by selling all the assets. Chapter 11, instead, is the one where you don't have to do that. You can, but you don't have to. It's much friendlier to the company. The court lets it reorganize the business, pay off the debts over time. So most everything's on the table. Employees could be laid off, some assets sold. And yeah, the women that Weinstein's accused of harassing and assaulting, instead of the victims fund, they'll essentially become creditors. They'll move to the back of the very long line of people waiting for money from the Weinsteins.
All right. Marketplace's Ryan Kailoth.